Tonight, as this memorial grows, the state of Minnesota has launched a sweeping civil rights investigation of the Minneapolis Police Department for the first time in its history.
Today is a step towards that deconstruction of systemic racism.
But there's mounting frustration here that three of the fired officers at the scene of George Floyd's death have not yet been criminally charged. Donald Williams is still haunted by that night.
He's not moving.
He says he walked up while Floyd was already on the ground.
At the time, George is on the floor, panting for his life, asking for forgiveness, calling for his mom, saying he can't breathe.
Could you believe what you were seeing?
Nah, it was like in a twilight zone. It was like something that was unreal.
Former officer Derek Chauvin has been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter after kneeling on Floyd's neck for close to 9 minutes.
Should those other officers face charges?
Yeah. They killed a human being.
All of the officers have declined to comment publicly. The state's attorney general is now leading the case and has declined to give any timeline.
We expect the other officers to be arrested before George Floyd is laid to rest.
Floyd leaves behind two children, including 6-year-old Gianna.
He was a good, just all-around good guy.
Her mother, Roxy Washington, says Floyd was very involved in their life in Houston.
Gianna never gets to see her dad again. Never.